From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad you're tuning in today as the Reverend Ivan Foster, retired minister of Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Hello and welcome again to our gospel broadcast. I'm going to read some verses again from the Old Testament, from Jeremiah, the chapter 50, the verses 35 to 40. I do this because it sets out God's purpose regarding the city and people of Babylon long, long ago. Please follow in your Bible as I read. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as a woman. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is a land of graven images, and they are mad upon their idols. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert, with the wild beasts of the island, shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbour cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. Now my text, as announced in my last broadcast, is Jeremiah 51, the verse 29. We have read it to you before. And the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant. It is important to note what it is that God says he will do in judgment against Babylon. Please remember this. What God says he will do, he will do. Though thousands of years pass, his words most certainly come to pass. Let us heed the words of David the psalmist. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Psalm 33, verse 11. Isaiah the prophet stated the same truth in this fashion. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have purposed, so shall it stand. For the Lord of hosts hath purpose, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Isaiah chapter 14, the verses 24 and 27. Now, as I have stated in former broadcasts, my text is Jeremiah chapter 51 and the verse 29, and it reads, and the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, to make the land of Babylon a desolation without inhabitant. We have been looking at these words in our broadcasts and noting that God has a purpose, which he has revealed in his word, for all to read and study and understand. The words of our text were directed to a people that they might heed the warning of judgment and so avail of the mercy such a warning afforded. These words, directed at the people of Babylon some 2,500 years ago, are relevant and beneficial today for us, in that we may learn that God keeps his word, whether uttered in judgment or in mercy. He will do what he says. Therefore today I wish to emphasize the certainty that surrounds these words. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. What God says that he has purposed against Babylon shall be performed. First of all, here is certainty. There is a very noteworthy statement in the book of Ecclesiastes. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Chapter 12 and the verse 14. Yet despite such declarations, men doubt and question whether it will be even as God has said. I refer again to the book of Ecclesiastes. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Chapter 8 and verse 11. Is not this true? It has ever been the case that because, in mercy, God has delayed judgment, men have reacted by saying that there's no truth in the threat of judgment. We need not fear, but rather give ourselves to sin. Such a spirit can be traced to men in the past, as Solomon, the author of the book of Ecclesiastes, has observed. But it can be seen to be at work today as well. Listen to the words of Peter. He is speaking of the end times, the last days, before the return of Christ. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Did not Peter rightly predict the very attitudes we see prevailing today? There is nothing more mocked and derided than the Bible's proclamation of the return of Christ to this earth in power and great glory to judge the wickedness of rebellious men. Such a doctrine is the butt of the comedian's humor and the target of the sneers of the scoffer. The basis of their rejection of this truth is stated by Peter. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. In other words, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. They turn the merciful long-suffering of God into a reason for defying him and despising him further. In former times, the Lord delayed judgment and gave men an opportunity to repent, only for them to interpret the delay as evidence that the threat of judgment was empty. I am referring to the days of Noah, just before the great universal flood, when the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a-preparing. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20. My dear listeners, nothing can be surer than that God will keep his promises, those of mercy and those of judgment. He said to Babylon, every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. And that word will be seen to be true and faithful. Every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. I want you to notice, secondly, just how extensive is this statement made by Jeremiah. The Hebrew word translated purpose is elsewhere translated thought. As already quoted, the psalmist said, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts, or we might say purpose, of his heart to all generations. Psalm 33, verse 11. Thus we can see that Jeremiah was saying that every thought of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. Nothing shall be overlooked or allowed to fall. Whatever God has thought regarding the judgments he plans to bring upon Babylon shall take place. I love to read history. I have often noted in the histories of World War II how the generals sat in bunkers and pored over maps and intelligence reports as they planned the next advance upon the enemy. But again and again, that which was decided upon in the bunker, and the details of which were diligently worked out, rarely came to pass on the field of battle. Nothing illustrates this better than the battle plans of Hitler and his generals. In 6 years, their plans of victory and triumph came to nothing, lying abandoned in the rubble and dust of a war torn and ruined Berlin. But it is not so with God's plans. The Savior said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle, shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. The jot, or tittle, would be equated in our English with the single dot on the letter I and the stroke on a T. That is how fully all that the prophets have said at God's command will be fulfilled. Third matter I leave with you today is this. There are matters in this prophecy regarding Babylon yet to be fulfilled. In a careful reading of Jeremiah's prophecy recorded in chapters 50 and 51 of his book, it will be seen that not all the prophets said did take place at the destruction of Babylon in 538 BC. Believing as I do that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and believing that just as it happened unto the generation which was led by Joshua into the promised land, so it will be said of all God's promises and prophecies, as Joshua stated before his death. Here is what he said, "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." Joshua chapter 23 and the verse 14. So it will be said of all the promises that God has made to men in his holy word. Therefore, if we can find elements of Jeremiah's prophecy which were not fulfilled when Babylon fell to the Medes and Persians back in 538 BC, then we can conclude that God has not yet finished with Babylon. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. My dear listener, believing God to be true to his word is the very essence of true Christianity. As our broadcast comes to an end today, let me urge upon you the words of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, spoken long ago. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and the verse 20. That's the very heart of the gospel message. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." John 11, 25. Spiritual life is obtained by believing in the Christ revealed to us in the Bible. In our next broadcast, we will seek to take this matter further and see what is yet to happen to the city of Babylon. Join me with your Bible next time. God bless you, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Ivan Foster, 17 Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, Trillick, BT78 3RN. Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church welcomes you to the Lord's Day services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. And the church is situated on the Old Junction Road, Kilskerry. For further information, you may phone us on 028-8956-1564. 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.